Okay, so we are 5.5 months into 2020. And at the beginning of 2020, I shared that I was going to be starting a new strategy. I'm going to share with you guys how it's going so far and what we're going to change or do differently for the rest of 2020. Let's cue that intro and get this started. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, so at the beginning of 2020, I shared that I was going to go all in on a few different platforms, and I'm going to share with you what's going well, what has been more challenging than we planned for, what we're going to do differently for the rest of this year. So I created a social media strategy and content strategy for 2020 that shifts a lot of our focus to two things, which are traffic that we own and long-term searchable content. So we decided that we were going to go all in on blogging, YouTube, podcast, TikTok, and email. Now, here's what I didn't expect. First and foremost, I did not plan for making time to write blogs. And one thing that's huge with me in my business is before I ever outsource something, I want to understand it fully. I really, especially if it's related to marketing, I really like to understand something so that I know how to look for someone who knows what they're doing, how to ask the right questions, how to determine if something is successful. And I'm not saying that that's what every single person needs to do, but it's been really helpful for me in making our marketing decisions. So what I didn't expect, like I said, is that I just didn't plan for time for blogging. So that has not gone well. In fact, let's just pull up in my website real fast so I can look at this. I think I've only put up a couple blogs this entire year, which I was planning on putting up at least one blog per week. And I know we've fallen massively short of that. Yeah, I think we put up very, very, very few blogs this year. But anyways, so what I didn't expect was what the pecking order was going to be. Now, here's kind of the order that things have fallen into. And it's gone email, TikTok, YouTube, and then podcast. And the rest, we kind of leave it to chance, whether I feel like doing Instagram stories or posting on Facebook. A lot of those things are not as intentional as they used to be because, like I said, we double down, triple down on long-term searchable content that builds my list 24/7. Now, I'll share with you guys how the strategy has been working out so far, and I'm going to work my way from podcast to YouTube to TikTok to our number one growth strategy, which is email. And then I'm going to share with you guys what we're going to do differently as this year continues. So first and foremost, we have been consistently publishing to the podcast 3 to 5 times per week. And the beautiful thing is over the last 3 years, you can watch, there's just this consistent slow line of growth over the last 3 years, but especially over the last few months. So if you were listening now, thank you. I feel like we've been putting more value into the episodes, putting a little more intention into every single one of them, making sure that there's a way for you to take additional action, whether it's a list of books or an awesome resource. All of those things I know have been helpful for so many different reasons. Number three is, of course, my YouTube channel, which that is one that has been the most challenging to grow out of all of the platforms. At the beginning of 2020, I had about, maybe 6,000 subscribers on YouTube. And I was seeing, you know, very few views per day. I want to say like a couple hundred views per day. Now, this is crazy. Over the last 5.5 months, we've grown by 14,000 subscribers. And we've gained 817,000 views. People have watched my videos 817,000 times, aka 36,000 hours worth of my face over the last 5.5 months. So our strategy has been growing, and you can actually see, like, as I look at my back-end stats, like, it is crazy. You can see this consistent line of growth that started peaking in about March when I got really consistent and really pushed through and took on some tough topics that I was nervous about creating. The biggest thing with YouTube is I've been doing 3 to 5 YouTube videos per week and making sure that they're in the trenches. Like, nobody cares how my family vacation went. And I know that that's like tough love, but no one cares how my family vacation went. Nobody cares about my trip to the dentist. Nobody cares about like how I'm feeling about business until I've given them a reason to care. And so I get back in the trenches every time I film a YouTube video and share something that is tactical, how to, exactly what people need to learn. And that is intense, but it's a really powerful way of serving the audience. Now, number two, my TikTok. This one is mind-blowing, okay? So at the beginning of 2020, I had about 98,000 followers. Today, as I record this, I have 233,000, and I'm reaching 10 to 20 million views per month. Oh my gosh. The biggest thing I've changed on TikTok is I'm coming at it with a lot more confidence. And I saw this incredible video where Gary Vaynerchuk was talking to Charli D'Amelio, and he said, once you stop caring, you win. You win all the time. And I decided to stop overthinking what everyone thinks about my TikToks and just start creating. And you know what? It's unlocked a whole bunch of freedom. Like, I feel like I can be myself. I feel like if people don't like me, that's really just a bummer. Like, don't follow me then. That's pretty simple. And it's also improved my confidence in every area of my business. And I didn't really expect that. Now, this is a really fun update, and this is my email list. Since the beginning of 2020, it has grown by 24.57%. We've grown from 65,000 emails to 81,000, and that is scrubbed. What's amazing to me is like how much intentionality we had to put into this. You know, my list had grown a little bit stagnant in terms of growth. And, you know, I started emailing my list a lot. I mean, I started emailing my list, 2 to 5 times a week and unapologetically about it. Like, some people get a little annoyed, but thankfully I don't check my emails, so I don't really check it out. And I share a ton of value over email, and I'm totally fine with that. But one of the big things that we started doing was creating a lot more lead magnets that offer serious, good, valuable information, like tons of actionable items, value that people would say, like, I would share this with my mom. If my mom downloaded it, would she be proud of it? If the answer is yes, then it's a good lead magnet. And so that's kind of how I put it all together. Actually, let me flip that script a little bit. Not if my mom downloaded it, would she be proud of it? Because my mom's kind of proud of everything. If my mom downloaded it, would she say that was worth my email address? Then to me, yes, it's a great lead magnet and it's A++. So we've been creating a lot more lead magnets. I want to say since the beginning of this year, we've probably created, maybe 20 lead magnets. It's a little bit insane, but my goal is to put stuff out there and optimize later. So we're just putting tons of amazing content out there, optimizing later, adding tripwires later. Now, one of the big things that we are going to change up for the rest of this year, and this started literally this week, was I suddenly kind of looked at my habits, looked at my schedule, and I decided to start stepping into like this optimal day that I'm really excited about. It's what I see in my dreams. It's how I've always imagined my days and mornings going. And part of that is with a blog every single day. Now, why would I do that? That seems insane, doesn't it? Like, I'm going to be honest. It sounds insane. But I just keep feeling this call. Like, if I'm willing to do what no one else is willing to do, just for a couple years, I'm going to be able to do what no one else can do for the rest of my life. And so writing these blog posts is coming from my heart. It just feels like this really strong gut feeling. And so right now I'm really, really grateful. By the way, if you were a part of my internship, oh my gosh, I've been blown away by the level of excellence that all of the interns put in. And so I've been working first and foremost with the blog posts that were provided in that internship. And so I think I've got like 180 blog posts I can start with there. And then I'm going to get into the practice slowly of creating one blog post that's 2,000 words per day early in the morning before the workday starts. Like, that's kind of what my big dream is, to create every single day along with the podcast episodes, the YouTube videos, etc. But I'm really excited about getting into blogging. And one of the major changes that we've made this year that is going to start, you know, coming into play coming up pretty soon, is we've been really focusing on our ATM funnels. We actually created an episode all about like ATM funnels and what's working now. Feel free to check that out. It's a few episodes back. But I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I actually put together a few resources for you guys. I'm just going to say it's all a surprise. So feel free to check them all out. They are available at rachelpeterson.com/resources. Nope, that's not true. They are available at rachelpeterson.com/podcast. And there you will see some resources that relate exactly to this video. I'll catch you guys in the next episode of Social Media Secrets. Bye.